There, thank you. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes of our October 12th meeting?
I have a question. Trevor, what's a lateral officer? Is that what that word meant, lateral officer?
Lateral police officer is somebody who's already certified with another agency, and we're drawing them over from that agency to our agency. So they do not have to go through the academy. They just have to go through our internal process training.
Okay. I just didn't remember the word, but then I don't remember lots of things.
Do I have a motion for the approval of the minutes?
I move we approve the minutes of the October 2017 meeting.
Do I hear a second?
I can second that.
I have a motion and second. All in favor approving the October 12th, 2017 minutes as written, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Any abstentions?
Yeah, I wasn't here because I had my cataract surgery.
Two abstentions. Moving right along, appearance of interested citizens. This is, at this time, is time set aside by the committee to have citizens that are interested in talking about a subject that is not on our agenda tonight. Looking out at the crowd, there is nobody here to speak on that one, so I'm going to move on to the council liaison report from Councillor Freeman.
Good evening. Let's see, what do I have tonight? Well, following this meeting, we have the West Kaiser Neighborhood Association meeting at 7 p.m. Our guest speaker tonight will be Dr. Jerry McGee. We do not have a council work session on the 13th, so our next meeting is November 20th. Gosh, what else? I was at Planning Commission last night. Probably the shortest meeting of history, 50 minutes long. I think that was
a
record.
And it included a public hearing.
And a quick public hearing. Tuesday night, I attended with Councilor Reed the Marion County Recycling Facility for a tour. Very cold outside. Not a good night for a tour. Interesting, but too cold. The other thing I'll mention is the Chamber Jingle Dash, which is Thanksgiving morning, is open for registrations, and you can run or walk or just come out and support everyone else that's doing that. That's all I have. Thank you.
Update on the Kaiser bike routes. I sent to Debbie today at least four of them. To see if they could, if she could take that and put it on the city website. I have a few more, but I didn't want to send them all and find out it didn't work. Okay. Now, there was a question you posed about what we do with the ones that are already on there. I was kind of thinking to myself, but I get input from the committee, is for now, just leave them there, and then I can take them and reformat them or try to redo them with the RIDE GPS so we can put them back on using the RIDE GPS format that we did the other ones. Does that?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Because that's what most of the bike clubs in the area are using is RIDE GPS. That way you can download those to any device.
Now those routes that are on there currently, do we want to review those to see if we want to keep them? It seemed like when I looked at them, they were like putting people on sidewalks and things like that we might not want to endorse.
when the issue first came up, the question was, where can I take my 3-year-old bike riding on a circular route or small route or short route under a mile? Mm-hmm. And then there were some questions about kids riding who were 4, 5, 6. They didn't want bike rides that bike riders would do.
Well, see, with right GPS, you can put in sidewalk.
So anyway, that's why some of them included sidewalks, because it was safer.
Right, but I mean, I think I would say from a safety perspective, if we leave those on there, we should clearly designate them as this is a, you know, learn to ride thing with parent walking beside, because otherwise, just because they're three or four or five, they're just as likely to get hit by a car backing out as anybody else riding on a sidewalk.
Well, what I'll do is, since I have the ride with GPS subscription, is to work on them, write up a narrative, bring it to the committee first, and we can take a look at it. In the meantime, just leave things where they're at.
Okay.
And then I have a couple ride GPS walking ones from the city hall too that we could include. I just didn't want to suddenly send them all to you and find out, oh my gosh, it's the computer system shut down at the city.
So we're doing some walking routes as well as some bicycling routes.
I have done
transportation routes.
I have done two of the walking routes from City Hall, kind of doing the important points, you know, like walking over to the 45th parallel and in that and back using ride GPS. And it's clearly sidewalk walking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
The Mike, just a comment, the ride with GPS is going to create a nice cue sheet. Turn-by-turn instructions. And then some of the older ones look like they're just more of a paragraph format. And the ride with GPS will make them much more readable.
Yes.
And then we can put in a safety narrative, you know, saying that these are designed for young children. And it's utilizing sidewalk or whatever. Okay, moving on. Committee member input. I'm going to start with Pat.
Oh. Well, I was absent last month because I was just, wasn't still in France, but I had been a pedestrian in France. I walked about 100 kilometers in southern France, so that was a very fun experience. But I don't have anything to add for this committee right now.
Well, do they have good roundabouts?
They have a lot of roundabouts. They had, yes, the rural highways use roundabouts quite a bit. And so when you're driving in the car with the GPS, that's the instructions. Approaching a roundabout, take the third exit or take the second exit or whatever.
Yeah. You'd rent bikes too or just drive?
No, we were just, we didn't have bikes. No.
Wayne.
Thank you, Hirsch. I've been working on walking routes to school. I've updated the ones that used to be just a Word document. Now they're Google Map documents with starting points, and you can use Google Maps and then on your phone. And then you can click the reverse arrow, and you can go back to your starting point.
Oh.
And you can put your route on your homepage, make it real easy. Most of the routes were 20 minutes or less, and 1 mile or less. So we have a lot of opportunities to help kids walk to school.
Thank you.
Thank you. Taking a lot of work. And thank you. Dennis, I'll start with Dennis.
Well, actually, my term is up in December for a second term. And I got a letter to see applying for a third term, but I've decided that I'm going to resign my position because I got my passport renewed.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going to be doing some more extensive traveling. I've traveled around the world previously when I was much younger, and I want to go back to some places and go to some new places too. So it took me the last time almost 2.5 years to travel, so. You're worried about a couple of weeks in France. Come on. So it's but it's been a pleasure working with the committee and knowing everybody here, and you're a great group of people, and you do a lot of great work and good things, and I wish the best to everyone, and I'll probably volunteer for something again in the future. So
I have your phone number.
Yeah, we have.
Will you be here for the?
Call me. You say, hey, Eddie, come on down to the. Right.
You'll be here for the December meeting, though.
Pardon?
You'll be here for one more meeting.
Well, and that's I'm not sure yet. I had the cataract surgery, but I'm going to. I haven't done. My family has wanted me to be at Thanksgiving down there. I've always spent Thanksgiving here with my family, and the other side of the family wants me to death. So finally I've said I'll do that down in the Bay Area. So by the time I get down there I guess it's very fortunate for me, I have a friend who has a wonderful estate up in the hills outside about a half hour from the beach in San Diego. And he's got a guest house.
Oh, there you go.
With a kitchen and
why don't you come back in April?
Right, and he said stays, they're going around to through the Panama Canal. But I'm going to go down and just say, hey, come on down and let yourself in. So,
well,
who knows how long I'll be there.
Well, I want to personally thank you for your service to this committee. You've given me guidance. You've helped the committee. And you have clearly been a part of this committee for several years now. Thank you. Thank you very much, and bon voyage, as you would, because it sounds like you're going to have some nice travel.
Oh, thanks.
David?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, I wanted to ask you about helmets. How many helmets do we have ready?
Ready?
Well,
how many helmets do we have in the box?
In the boxes, yeah.
90.
Okay.
About
90?
70 to 90, yeah.
Okay. So
lots.
That'll help us with the spring thing. And I just want to remind the police officers that we have helmets. I know that there was a comment by one of the ladies that when we were doing the fitting at Surfest, that she'd asked a police officer and he knew nothing about it. And I don't know if it was a Kaiser police officer or a Salem police officer, but we just want to, because we have the helmets and
the expertise to put them on their little heads.
Yep. For me, the only thing was the Oregon Scenic Bikeways conference was the last of October. Attended that briefly. I had to say briefly because my wife just had knee replacement surgery and I couldn't be two places at the same time, so I was only had to do it. But they had all the scenic bikeways, and there's like 33 around the state, and various towns were proponents of that area, of that one. It's just amazing, especially the small towns in eastern Oregon that have realized the economic of cycling. One example, and I have pictures of it because I was elk hunting over there last week, Prairie City, which is a little town of about 400 to 500, used to have a really big mill there that closed down about 5 years ago. And we've hunted over there for years, and it's a nice little rural town just east of John Day. As you come into town, they have this huge sign, "We are well spoken here," and bike friendly signs on every business. The dentist office has one. While we were there, there was a tandem recumbent in front of the grocery store. And, you know, I'm in my hunting garb and all that. And the cyclist came out was a guy about my age. And I was kind of snoopy. And I said, "Well, how much did you just spend in the store?" And he said, "Well, we're heading on over to Baker, but I just gave him $50. $50.
Okay.
Stopover.
Yeah. So we got to work on our little town here and work with the chamber a little bit. Okay.
You mentioned the bike-friendly businesses. Do they still have to watch the movie, or can they just do it online or read something? Or?
Well, from what I learned at the conference is, yes, they have to watch the movie.
How long is it?
20 minutes.
Okay.
And what some of these little towns have done, Silverton just did it, is their chamber or group get together, set it up. That's a convenient time for the business people. Watch the movie all together. So you have like Silverton had, they said they had 20 businesses come in, watch it, do the paperwork, it's done one evening.
And $25.
Only if they want a sign.
Well, of course you did like a sign.
Well, this depending on what kind of sign, some are
more.
Is
that yearly? You have to pay $25 a year or what?
Well, you have to do the application, but you don't, the sign is as good as you want.
Well, somebody asked me, so I want to.
Yeah.
I'll look it up in more detail.
It's once, $25 one time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, unless you want it for the sign. Mm-hmm. But, periodically you have to renew.
Yeah, okay, good. That's good that you need to renew.
The other thing that is emphasized is, and this is another misconception, is that you have to be a restaurant or a hotel. No. Prairie City, the bank has it on it. There's a dentist's office on it, bike-friendly sign, the massage office obviously had one. It's any business, and you have to do a few things for a cyclist, as simple as having a bike rack.
That's what I wondered, what the kind of the minimum threshold is for, other than just proclaiming yourself friendly, you know?
There is minimum of having an adequate bike rack. The
parking
hotel
within a certain distance or something like that.
The little store there had just outside a way to fill your water bottles for cyclists. So it's little amenities they really don't, it's not stringent by any means. Now, there is also another bike-friendly business with the League of American Bicyclists, and that's a national thing, and that one does cost, and they do a little more for that. But the Oregon one does almost the same thing, gets you on a national register. So if somebody is wanting to plan a bike ride in I think it's a 60-mile circle around Spray, Oregon, and into Fossil and through that stuff, they can pull it up, and here's all the bike-friendly businesses on the route.
Gives you some idea.
Yeah, with addresses, phone contacts, you name it. So that's what it's all about.
Dan.
And I haven't done much because, as I mentioned, Mary Ann is now made out of titanium. She's doing really well. She's no longer with a walker. She's on the trainer and does the bike for about 20 minutes every day. And so she's recovering really rather well. Moving on, staff report. Mike, how things out there in the...
Good evening, everyone. Everything's looking good. I just have a note that the Holiday of Lights Parade is coming up September 9th, and each year Trevor and I work together with traffic control and whatnot, so we'll be putting our heads together here shortly and going over the list of things we need to take care of to ensure a safe parade. So other than that, everything's going along good.
What's the date of the parade again?
Saturday, December 9th.
December 9th, okay.
Yeah. Coming, it's right around the corner.
Oh, yes.
How are the storm drains holding up with the first big rains?
They're holding up really good. In fact, we tested one pretty good today on Brooks Avenue. A company hit Salem's 42-inch water main, and that's a lot of water. And we ended up popping a manhole, and it took it and all went to Clayga Creek. So it flushed our line pretty good, so it's nice and clean now. So no, with the recent rains, everything's been running smoothly. So
how long on this fiber optic installation they're doing on River Road?
They've worked their way to the south in front of what I've heard. They're done with River Road, but there's still different spots around Kaiser. So they're still working on Verda and also on Brooks, which is where they were today when they had the little mishap. So, but other than that, things have been going really good. This is just so.
Well, yeah, traffic backed up, right, Trevor?
We didn't get any calls.
Really?
It was in a residential area, so it was not too bad.
Well, it was backed up from Lockhaven to Wheatland. Is it when? What was it? 2 o'clock today. It's fine if nobody complained. It was just
the main was in.
It was moving. It was just moving really, really, really slow.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay. Well, it was only one lane. That's fine.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about the work that's being done at River and Lockhaven at the corner there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know who's working. Is that the cable people?
Yeah, that was all part of the fiber optics for the St. MacArthur School District that they're putting in. So, yep. They were causing the slowing right there at that intersection.
I was going the other way. I didn't really care.
Now, when is the tree lighting?
Tuesday the 5th.
Okay. Because that does affect people a little bit, in traffic and walking and stuff. Okay, the 5th.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mike?
Nope.
Trevor?
December 5th is that tree lighting, and we already have the plan set in place with Wallery and his group. So we'll be shutting down the roadways. We'll have barricades in some of the businesses on Cherry Avenue. And then I believe at 6 p.m., between 6 p.m. and 7:30, we close down Cherry Avenue from Manbrin to Greenwood. And that's blocked off, manned, and everything should be on the Cherry Avenue side for the tree lighting. So shouldn't be too much of an inconvenience. Businesses will have access up until 6 p.m., and most of the business there are closed after that. So between October 1st and September 30th of this year, we had the DUI grants. And I mentioned this last month that I would come with when the final stats were done. Sent a press release out October 17th. And with our DUIs, we had an arrest every 6 hours, worked on the grant, and wrote nearly 500 citations and warnings for various traffic violations when in conjunction with the speed grant and the seatbelt grant, which is part of distracted driving. We also served numerous felony and misdemeanor warrants, which was part of those grants as well. So we did really well. We've already applied for and have received approval for the DUI grant from ODOT. We got a little over $6,100 for that grant. Touch base with Nicole Charlson at ODOT, and she's looking, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but looking around $5,000 for the speed grant for the city of Kaiser. And haven't heard back yet, but we haven't lost or not received the seatbelt grant from ODOT, and I don't remember how long. I don't know if we've ever lost that. So there's no reason not to get it back this year because we, again, wrote quite a few violations under that grant, and we were expecting between $5,000 and $6,000 for that grant as well. We received just over 30 apps for our 6 positions here at the police department, and we're hoping that most of those will pass the process. And when that happens and we get them on the roadway, which could take up to a year, if not more, depending upon if we're hiring laterals or brand new folks, the sooner the better, because we really need our traffic team back up and running at 100%. So that's what we're looking at right now. Holiday Lights Parade, Mike brought up, December 9th. I just put the word out. I've got quite a few folks already signed up to work that. I've been working with the Chamber of Commerce for the last couple of months, going to their weekly meetings, discussing permits and things of that nature. They're going to be coming to, I think, the November 20th council and asking for some things that have to do with the permit and the city ordinance on vendors, and I'll let them bring that up and deal with that on November 20th. Other than that, that's all I have.
How did the open house at McNary go?
I do not know. I was not there.
Okay. But
I know we sent an officer there for security purposes, but outside of that, I didn't hear positive or negative.
It okay. Just I just thought up. Maybe you, somebody from the department might have been at that one.
We did. We had Officer Wampler was there. But again, I didn't hear anything out of it, so it must have been
okay.
Must have been civil and appropriate. And
okay. Well, I
opposite of that, then everybody's talking about it.
Right.
I hadn't heard a word.
Okay. Well, that's no news is kind of good news because, you know, the people have came through here last year, and I know McNary, the principal there in the district, were wanting to talk to the community, and sounds good. I have here, thanks to Debbie, some cards of the locations of our bike repair stations. Mm. So I'm just going to pass them around, take a few, hand them out to friends, neighbors, and countrymen.
Or people with flat tires.
Or people yeah. with flat tires. Give some to Trevor, too, and Mike. So I'll hand out some.
Have a little more.
The next area of question is the December meeting. Dennis brought up a good point that a number of us might be on vacation or have other family commitments. So I am throwing out the possibility of canceling the December one. Does any
have any business?
Hmm?
I don't think we have any business.
Will you guys have something or
would you be heartbroken if we
yeah,
didn't
I don't
want to
hurt your feelings.
I might cry, but I'll be
okay.
Mike and I live next to each other, so if I am crying, he can cuddle
okay.
me. It'll be okay.
Kim, would that be okay with? So I'll just go ahead with, based on your input, we won't have a December meeting, but we will have a January meeting. And hopefully we have Dennis's, we'll never have Dennis's replacement, but we'll have somebody here.
I thought maybe we could meet down with him. And
oh, yeah, that sounds like.
Guest house down and said,
yeah,
hey,
write it off.
So. Do we have three positions turning over and three people?
Well, yes. Yeah.
Okay. There's seven. So what happened to the four staying, three returning? Three. Mm-hmm. Four and three, you mean?
It's positions 3, 5, and 7. Seven is me, I think.
Yeah, but you're coming back.
I applied to come back.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotta
so
go make my case next week.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And so there's supposedly one other person there.
Two.
Two. Okay. So we'll see what they say, and if the volunteer committee rejects, then we'll have to do some more recruiting.
Yep.
But I hope not. It sounds like the people that are applied and Pat would be very good on this committee. But they can't replace Dennis. So thank you very much, Dennis, for all your work.
I got something else.
Oh, you're kind.
Wayne, go ahead.
I thought of something else. I'd like to thank Debbie for all of her hard work reformatting my walking routes to school. Oh. I sent them in, and then she had to take out the returns and the tabs and make it so they can be on the website, the Kaiser website. The next step is to we need to let people know that they're out there. Maybe Eric through the newspaper. I can let him know about it. There'll be a couple more placed there. We still have one elementary, and I'm working on the high school right now. The other ones are already done and ready to go. So thank you very much, Debbie. After I finish walking routes to school, I want to do my focus on House Bill 2017, the transportation bill, to see if we can develop a project to get some of the revenue from House Bill 2017. So I just want to make sure that we don't forget about that.
Can we get that on the January agenda?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, we should put that, January, and find out when, what's going to be the time schedule with ODOT for requesting project proposals and so forth.
Nicole indicated that they have filled the position for the bike pedestrian.
In traffic safety?
In traffic safety. Okay. And that person hasn't come on board completely yet.
Right, but in the other side where I used to work, there's nobody in my position. Somebody was there briefly and then left.
Well,
and then Sheila Lyons, the bicycle and pedestrian program manager, is going to be retiring in a couple months. So they got to kind of scramble to get a couple of the people that would normally be, you know.
Our contacts for stuff, yeah.
So I'm hoping to use your expertise.
Yeah. I would, yeah.
If you haven't forgotten,
I would like to work with you on that. I need to get familiar with the bill and then kind of, I can speak with people while they're still within the agency and see what's happening.
And I think Kathy is also involved in transportation. Is that true? Do you know if Kathy Lincoln's?
She's on the transit board.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they also have kind of into that transportation bill too. So we'll put that, make sure we put that on the January agenda.
Yeah, I'd like to start some type of project so we can try to get some of that revenue from House Bill 2017 to help whatever we decide to do in Kaiser.
Anything else?
Well, actually, I'll make one comment about that, Wayne. I think it will be a while because that will be going through an administrative rules process. So that's probably the first thing we want to pay attention to, is to get on the notification list as those rules come through so that we can comment on the program rules, at least as far as the safe route to school portion of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever steps we need to.
And that, generally, the city would be notified of rules changes pending when they're starting to write the text, correct?
With traffic and criminal law, I get through DPSST, but I don't know about any other rulemaking and decision-making through ODOT or anybody else.
I would think that you would, but maybe by January you could find out if
would it be this committee or would it be the city, which would then communicate to our committee that we want to be involved
would be
in the
public works.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, most agencies, at least I know with ours, you have to sign up to get like technical advisories when we post rules
wondering if it Kaiser already has that. Is already signed up because there's all these technical rules that come out. Mike,
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out in January. Pat will check too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Because ODOT may say, yeah, this is the person we send it to.
They may not know because it's like with ours, it's in a constant contact database and you just select all the buttons, which category, and then they're already in there and it just mass goes out to everyone. So, I mean, you can search the database,
You can do that within ODOT. Also, you, a citizen or anybody, can sign up to be, I want to have any announcement there is mm-hmm. on
yeah, X,
certain
yeah.
topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's make sure we get on some list. So.
Somebody's list.
Hopefully. Well, without any further ado, I'm ending this meeting tonight. And with a thank you again to Dennis and John, although he's not here, for his service. And see everybody in January. And it,